exploring Mars. A photo which has been making the rounds for some time, which is said to be a NASA photo, shows the shadow of the rover with the clear shadow of an astronaut adjusting something on the rover. The shadow shows the astronaut in a spacesuit which looks like the type worn to the moon. This photo by itself would not carry much weight since they are so easily faked, but when we add in all the other evidence found in NASA photos of Mars, it makes for a stronger case. Take the case of the solar panels on the rover. They were so covered with sand and debris they were hardly working, and miraculously one day they became completely clean and shiny. Next, there was a NASA photo which showed a footprint in the Martian soil. It was of a dress shoe and not of anyone wearing a space suit. Along with this strange footprint was another NASA photo which, when enlarged, showed something very unexpected. It was a filtered cigarette butt on the ground. Again, this would mean someone was walking around without a space suit. There is one thing I wholeheartedly believe, and it is we have already contaminated Mars, and searching areas we have already been looking at for alien microbes may just be a waste of time. It is more than likely we have a good chance of turning up microbes from Earth which came there on improperly sterilized rovers and landers. Other things have turned up in NASA photos, such as a light which seems to be in the distance. People have been trying to explain it but to no avail. It looks like it could be the reflection off of something shiny or an actual bright light. The problem with trying to figure out what it is the fact it is too far away in the photo. There are also some photos from NASA which seem to show what could be a base off in the very distant part of the photos. Some say it is not a base but ruins. Others say it is nothing but an illusion in the distance. Quite frankly, there are so many strange things in NASA photos, even after some of them seem to be airbrushed to hide elements of Mars, one has to wonder about what is really going on with the Red Planet. Take the NASA photos of statues and faces, for example. Some of the faces found in the photos are quite stunning. While many talk about the face on Mars, they miss the fact there are other faces, and in fact one is the face of royalty, and we know this because there is a crown pictured on the head. The face is carved in stone. What makes the original face which was found on Mars more believable are several facts. The face is wearing Egyptian headdress. It is near a pyramid, and when it was supposedly debunked, scientists found out NASA only included 16 colors out of the original 256, which made the face look like a pile of mud. Many people believe the original face photo was right on the money, and there is a giant face on the planet Mars. There is a face which was found in a NASA photograph which bears an uncanny resemblance to a Sumerian god named Nabu. It is just a head laying in a field of rocks which could be the remains of a structure. There are many NASA photos which show what look like the remains of structures and pieces of statues. The NASA Opportunity rover has been operating on Mars for an impressive 15 plus years. Its sister rover, Spirit, died in 2010. One strange thing was a photo taken of a specific area and then again later which showed something which was not there before. It looked oval and about the size of a donut. Could it have been dropped there by some living animal? A photo was taken, and right in the middle of a flat area was what appeared to be a rabbit with big floppy ears. The photo was taken in 2004 and to my knowledge was never adequately explained. I had read some scientists believed there was a weak atmosphere on Mars, and the closer one got to the ground the heavier the atmosphere, and at low levels might be able to support small life. If this is true, could rabbits live on Mars? One thing which had investigators of UFOs and such salivating for an explanation are photos which seem to show glass tubes on Mars. They are large enough for a train to go through them, and yet they have never been examined photographically in detail that we know about. I say know about because who knows what examinations of these tubes exist. Were there ancient Martians who used these tubes to get to work using rapid transit? Many believe in ruins existing on Mars, as do I. They also point to the fact what looks like alien skulls and bones have appeared in NASA photos. These photos often just look like landscapes, but when they are examined carefully and different sections magnified, all sorts of things come into view. One alien skull which was found was so clear it sent shivers down the necks of some investigators. It had a human-type shape with a large cranium, two eye sockets, a nose area but no jaw, which could have been lost. The neck area was also broader than ours, as one bone on each side extended on to the what I presume would have been shoulders. One thing which seemed to show up in several of the NASA photos were what looked for all the world as arrow or spearheads. It made me wonder, because this seemed to be more ancient than other things which were laying around. Could there have been a civilization on Mars which existed but died out around their ancient Egyptian era or the equivalent of whatever that was? In other words, could Martians have reached the point in their civilization which was about equal to ancient Egypt at the time of the Romans? I don't know what is going on with Mars or if what we have been told about it is entirely true. What I do know is some of the most interesting parts of the planet where photos show things which cannot be explained without further exploration, have not been revisited that we know about. Why would we ignore the most interesting parts of Mars? Maybe we haven't, and you and I just don't know about it.